Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz along with Haley Harmon.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate you listening, and we hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I've been dealing with gas.
Oh, no.
Gas, to me, sounds like such a...
It sounds like tootie.
Yeah.
But it's not always that. It can build up here.
A friend of mine, by the way, sent me a photo on a meme or a reel, whatever it is, but it's just a photo. And it was a memorial, like a roadside memorial that had a cross and then a wreath and then another wreath and then a cross.
Okay.
Well, you know, bless their heart, I guess that was a memorial for someone.
Yeah.
But if you're just looking at it as letters...
Toot.
Yeah.
Rough.
By the way, Santa sounds like he's here with us today, but
my two corgis are here and they're jingle jangle collars when they scratch or you know or just move at all.
I don't know if you could hear
their rabies tag and their identification tag rubbing together.
Now what do they need a rabies tag for?
It's so people know that they've gotten their rabies shot.
No.
It's very important in the animal community to have your rabies shot.
I don't like people knowing my medical history.
You don't wear a little tag that says, here's what I've had done.
I wear a rabies tag.
Oh, mine do. Actually, just took one of them to the vet this morning to get a vaccine. Bordetella, those in the know.
They said the good news.
Yes, and they wait. This is Ollie, my older corgi. And anyone that has corgis or certain breeds of dog, they like to pack on the weight. And so last time I was at the... Charlie, everything's fine. Last time I was at the vet, they were like... Ooh, would love for Ollie to lose a couple of LBs. So I covered Ollie's ears immediately, and I said, you're beautiful to your mother. Well, so I've had him on a weight loss regimen. Happy to say he's down from 39 pounds to 33. A solid 6 pounds.
And for a guy his size, that's like losing 80 pounds.
Exactly. So they were just like, he's 6 years old. They were like, the older dogs get, you know, it's more important to keep extra weight off of them. And a longer, thick dog like a corgi on little bitty legs, it's really hard on their joints and their legs and their, you know. So anyway, so I'm very, very happy because it seemed like I've had to have him on a diet for months. And he's adjusted. When I first started cutting his food back at the beginning of this weight loss journey, he would eat it and then look at me like, was that the appetizer? No. Like, where's dinner?
What are we doing?
Well, now he's fine with it. He's just used to it. And so I'm so glad it paid off. I feel like a really good dog owner. I'm very proud of myself because it's not like he chose it. It's not like he was like, that's it, I'm cutting back.
Yeah.
I just want to give him the longest, best life. And I, you know, especially it's hard to let for humans, but also dogs to lose weight in the winter because you can't. I love to exercise outside. Like I love to go for walks and the dogs too. It's not like I can put Ollie on the treadmill with me.
No, you can't.
So anyway, that was a good start to the day. And so obviously I'm going to take Ollie to Hibachi to celebrate. A cheat meal.
Well, good for Ollie.
I know. He's down here laying, kind of resting like a sweet little gentleman. And then Ollie's kind of over to my right on the floor. Charlie is laying under the podcast desk.
I, of course, you know that I have have adopted a dog named Butter.
Yeah. A Cavalier King Charles?
Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Yes, yes, yes.
Butter is a princess. Butter, I took her to the trash compactor. She hates the trash monster is what I call it. So, you know, she likes to do her business. And what she ends up making me do is if I take her to the trash, you know, she's got all this opportunity to drop the load wherever she wants. And then I got to pick it up. Because I'm not on a farm.
Yeah.
I'm in a medical facility.
Sure. You're on a hallway at the hospital.
Yes. Yeah. So I have to pick it up and then take it to the trash compactor. What she has done to me repeatedly is we go to the trash monster and then she full stop locks brakes. And I think it's because it's allowed. You know, when you throw things in there, it's a boom and a clang. And it looks like a big monster with a big mouth.
Yes.
You know, so she...
A lot of dogs, at least mine, they hate metallic sounds.
Yes.
Like machinery or anything.
So she goes full belly.
Mm-hmm. And she weighs, what, like 8 pounds?
Yeah.
So she must be hard to find.
I'm like, what is she doing? Because I'm walking to the thing and she's behind me. I turn around, I'm dragging her on her belly.
Oh, my gosh.
On concrete.
Lee!
And she doesn't want to go. And I'm
like butter.
I'm like, what are you doing?
She doesn't like it.
So I decided to videotape it last night. Remind me, I'll show you.
Okay.
And boy, was there a big surprise for me. But wait a minute. Well, what she does is then we go to the trash must. Now we're going back inside to get warm.
Yeah.
But this is when she decides, no, I'm going to drop a load.
Just say.
So now I got to pick it up.
She pooped in your house?
No.
Oh.
On the walk back.
Oh, on the walk back, she
now
decides.
Now I got to pick it up.
Yeah.
And walk back to the trash monster.
She's like, wait a minute.
Rinse, repeat. Anyway, so I'm videotaping her. I want to showcase what I deal with.
Yeah.
Where she's being drugged.
Yeah.
And I'm
she's
like,
a victim.
Are you afraid of the trash? I'm talking to her. Are you afraid of the trash
taunting
monster?
Her.
She does some sort of
Houdini move.
Yes. And goes swoop, right out of the harness. And now she's free.
And I'm she's like, not exactly a hey. Mom. She's still a puppy. Yeah. So if you say stay, come, she's not.
Oh, she did actually stop, you know, because I think my
so
voice
So she frees
gets
herself and you're like, were you like, oh, God.
There could be cars in the neighborhood and all that stuff. Yeah. So I'm more stop.
And by that, you mean wheelchairs in the hallway.
Yeah. So when I said stop, she actually did stop. She didn't.
So did you freak, though? Were you like, oh, shoot. She's going
to
run away.
Oh, yeah, for a moment, because I couldn't believe it. I think, the audience, you'll just have to interpret what you're seeing. But
Or hearing.
You could probably.
You can watch us on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel
you
as well.
Probably. But. It's only 10 seconds.
Come to the monster. Come to the monster. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Like, she's outsmarted me again.
She got out of that
She
thing.
Really was like, and suck yeah. in and release. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. Oh, wow. Slipped out like butter. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Dog ownership is a journey. It teaches us about ourselves and about the animals. Anyway, what else is going on? March Madness is upon us.
I love it.
That we're taping this Tuesday, so before the first of the play-in games on Wednesday. So we are ignorant to anything going on when this episode posts. I'm very excited, though. My Tennessee Vols play Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Against
at
Wofford at Rupp Arena in Lexington, and then Kentucky, our Kentucky Wildcats play Friday.
In Milwaukee,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, they play Troy, and then yeah. I forgot who they more than likely will play.
Oh, yeah, who they'll more than likely face.
I like our draw because I think I can rest Lamont Butler.
Those little sweet shoulders.
I know he wants to play, but I would play him as needed. He would be a... like a fire axe, break and if needed. So if they're throwing crazy defensive pressure at you and you're having ball handling issues, you put them in. Otherwise, you just rest your bottom right there until.
Yeah, don't let him get hurt again.
Because he just keeps re-aggravating it. So just rest.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited. You know what I'm really excited about is the potential matchup. And again, we might know this by now, if St. John's is going to face Arkansas. That's one of the big storylines.
Cal and Patino, yeah.
Cal and Patino, I think that'd be such a good game. I think it'd be so good. I bet it'd probably be one of the most watched early round games.
I'll take Rick.
Oh, me too. Definitely taking Rick. No hate.
It's just, because Rick throws that 40 minutes of hell defensive pressure, some of it zone.
And then I'm kind of scared of him.
And if you're specializing in, isolation basketball so you can get the kid ready for the league, mm-hmm. Well, they ain't ready for that because mm-hmm. that's going to be... That's hard to handle, that kind of in-your-face, dude, why you so angry, playing at you that way.
Sure.
And that's the way Patino's teams play.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be a potential, is it a 16-1 matchup always, or is it 15-1?
No.
It's 16-1.
Always 16-1.
Do you think there's a potential for a 16-1 shocker this year, like there was with Virginia a few years ago?
I mean,
Florida's so good. Auburn's so good.
Florida, Auburn, I'm not worried about. Duke could be the weak link. Because watch is the pretty boy playing?
Cooper Flag. Yeah, they said he'll be back.
I think. I don't know. That's an angle.
And then who's the other one? Houston? Yeah. Houston's the other number one? Mm-hmm. I haven't followed them much this season, so I can't really speak to that. But
I
don't wish that on any team, because imagine you're a number one seed. You've worked all season to lead up to this moment, and then it's just over.
For whatever it was, 30 or 40-year streak, they had that. No 16 had ever beat a one. And I was with my buddy Sean Franklin mm-hmm. at the old cigar bar watching that happen. Sean and I watched history be made when Virginia did that. Lost it. Couldn't believe it.
I remember seeing it on like highlights Tony Bennett. And being like, there is no way. There is no way.
That was Tony Bennett.
But then he can sing, he can coach.
But didn't he just win a national championship the year before or the year after?
Yeah, were they
like
the
that.
Defending champs or did they come back and win? There was vindication or complete devastation.
Think
either way.
I think they won the year before, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe they, I think that's what made it even crazier too. Or they came back and won the next year. Who knows? We could look it up, but we're too lazy. Okay? We're just too lazy.
Either way.
Well, I'm glad North Carolina got in. They deserved it.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant to that whole conversation. I just know Lee and a bunch of people are worked up over it. And now I've read a little bit about it, you know, all the controversy over the North Carolina athletic director was on the selection committee.
Well, it's
and have you seen this, that he got a $100,000 plus bonus because they got in? He did?
So the AD did?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I...
So I don't know.
I'm trying to use their logic. Here's their logic. The logic
it's
is...
It's a gorgeous shade of blue. Let's put them in.
The ACC is so weak that Louisville has to be ranked number 8.
Which I find shocking.
Now, that makes no sense to me because I think Louisville's pretty good. They should probably be like a 5th or a 6th seed at worst. Mm-hmm. Maybe even a 4.
Mm-hmm.
But you think so little of the ACC, you rank Louisville 8th, which handicaps Auburn, who is the number one team in the country and supposed to have the easiest pathway to the Final Four, yet they got to play Louisville on what essentially will be a home game. If I'm using that logic, there is no way on the planet the one of the worst teams in the ACC should get into the tournament at all, who only had maybe one quad one win. Mm-hmm. Why are they in there? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
What if they make it to the Sweet 16 or something?
Who, North Carolina? Yeah. I mean, anything could happen.
I know, that's the thing.
They're not going
to. And no hate to the kids that are on the team. It's just the
well, there's a lot of other kids that are sitting home
that
deserved a chance.
Yeah. I got to fill out a bracket. I'm in like one of those paid leagues or whatever, and
what?
Or paid bracket things. So I got to fill it out. You know, like where there's money on the line. In my friend group, so I got to do that. Oh. Then we're going to fill them out for the show, which we'll talk about those. But
we used to do it at our old place of business.
Oh, wait, the first... Wait a dang minute. Are the first four tonight? Tuesday night? I was thinking they were tomorrow. Oh, well, I was dead wrong.
Well, wow. I was going to go watch a movie. Maybe I'll watch basketball.
Yeah, tonight, this is Tuesday. So again, I don't even tell you the games because by the time this gets posted, we'll already know the scores and who's in, who's out.
But I want to go see that movie you recommended.
And we can watch this.
Black Bag.
Cate Blanchett, Michael Fassbender. Mm-hmm. They're a married couple. And it's kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith vibe.
Yeah.
And they're both agents and one of them has to, you know, catch the other.
Although Mr. and Mrs. Smith could have been labeled comedy.
Six. Oh. Could have been labeled comedy. Yeah, it wasn't exactly a spy thing.
Tongue in cheek.
It just should have been hot agents get it on.
Trying
on and off
other.
The screen.
I also want to see Novocaine.
Yes, with Jack Quaid.
Yeah, Jack Quaid.
I really like him.
Feels no pain.
Yeah, no, he feels no pain, and so he constantly gets injured, which I think was one of the greatest PR stunts.
Isn't
recently.
That funny? We're laughing at leprosy.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. That's what he has.
No, leprosy.
But that's what leprosy is.
You don't feel any pain?
Right. That's why lepers look the way they look, because they continuously injure themselves and don't know it.
Really?
And then, they burn themselves and they have...
Ew.
Problems.
They've got problems. Now, do you run into a lot of lepers these days?
I heal them all.
I do.
Come over here.
Who's the famous leper that came out of the tomb?
I don't think he was a leper.
I thought there was a leper. Someone died of leprosy and he was buried or whatever in tomb, and then Jesus called to him and he came out. He was who's the famous leper?
He wasn't a leper.
He wasn't a leper?
No.
There was a leper.
He healed lepers all the time.
Leper's starting to sound like not a real word.
Well, no, they were throwing themselves at him.
Healed leper. Leper hit. He was a guy that came out.
You're talking about Mary and them's brother. Why can I not Zeke? No. No, that's Zacchaeus. You come down from that tree.
Oh, yeah, he's in the tree.
No, what was it?
My Sunday school teacher. My God, I'm so mad.
Remember, I named a band after him.
You did?
On the show, remember?
Talk about it. I swear it was.
Comeback story. Man, I hope my dad's not listening to this. The guy you're thinking of just died.
Right. Is it Elijah?
No, it's not Elijah. He's a prophet.
I am so upset.
Jeez, oh, Pete. Why can't everybody screaming at me right now? Please stop screaming. I am sorry. I can't think of it. I'm going to be so mad.
I like how you said everybody screaming like this podcast is huge with Bible scholars.
Well, it might be.
Mary's brother?
Yeah, just
what's his name?
Oh, God. I am embarrassed.
I am too. Jesus healed a leper. In another instance, he healed 10 lepers. Oh, rise God. And go. Your faith has made you well. Which
Lazarus.
One is that? Thank you.
Jesus.
And he had leprosy.
I don't think he
and
had
he
leprosy.
And he was raised from the dead.
Where did it say he had leprosy?
I'm me in my brain, but that could be wrong. Lazarus. Wow.
Lazarus died.
Apologies
but I don't
to every
know
single
was...
one of you that was yelling at us. Did he have
what did Lazarus die of? Ask that question. But I don't think it was leprosy. I think it was a tractor accident.
You think it was a tractor accident?
No, I don't know what it was, but anyway, they were mad because Jesus didn't hurry over there. You know,
oh,
Jesus was
right.
doing
they
stuff,
were
and
like,
they're like, well, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. He's like,
okay,
ah.
I think I combined two stories. I think I thought he had leprosy. Anyway, pour one out for Lazarus.
What are you talking
thank
about?
Thank you, Lord, for your miracles. And forgive us for our poor memory.
It just says illness.
Okay.
It doesn't specify the exact cause.
Anyway, so you want to see Novocaine with Jack Quaid?
Yeah. Who suffers from leprosy.
They're not brave enough to say it in the movie, but he's got leprosy. Yeah. But anyway, I thought it was one of the greatest PR stunts. He was sitting on the floor, as celebrities do, at an NBA game recently. Mm-hmm. And they kept showing him on the Jumbotron. And every time they'd come to him, he had a new injury. So they'd put a bandage on his head, fake blood on his face. They'd come to him, then he had a cast on his arm. Mm-hmm. Then he had a bandage on his wrist. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely hilarious. So, Novocaine. Kelly saw it, I think, and said it was good.
There's the other movie coming out I want to see with Rami Malek.
Okay.
Called The Amateur. I love the trailer. The trailer sucked me in. So it's one of these revenge movies that I love so much.
Sure.
And Rami Malek works for the Central Intelligence Agency. He's an analyst.
They should shorten that. They should call that something quick. Oh, like
spy.
CIA.
And he... goes over data and does computer work and all
what's
that.
What's it called, the movie?
The Amateur.
The Amateur.
And his wife goes overseas. As far as he knows, he's going to work one day, and they call him in, and they go, we need to talk to you.
Oh, you've told me about this.
And they show him video of his wife being killed.
And he's...
by these guys. And he's beside himself with anger, and he goes, sign me up. I want to go overseas. I want to be an agent. I want to kill these guys. And they laugh at him because he's a little fella.
And also, and he's not that kind
not
of agent.
That kind
he's
of
like
agent.
A data analyst agent.
Yeah, he's not an agent at all. He just works for the CIA.
Oh, okay.
But he takes upon himself to figure out how to do this, and he goes over there. And what they underestimate him because he knows all the systems when it comes to surveillance and techniques and explosions and all that. And he just goes on a rampage. Now the CIA is after him. Just like, we told you can't do that, and he's over there killing people.
Rami!
But they've figured out that he's really good, and we're like, well,
maybe you can do it. Now, hear me out. I think we forget sometimes, we think everyone that works for the CIA is like an agent, like a really cool. But, like, there are people there that just do regular jobs. Like, Lee, not that you couldn't make it as a CIA.
Of course I could.
Sure. But if you couldn't, and they weren't hiring, would you take the lowest job on the totem pole just to be able to say,
I work for the CIA?
I work for the CIA.
No.
You wouldn't be the janitor?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't be the intern paid?
No.
You wouldn't?
Well, what are you doing?
You could work your way up the amateur.
How is that gratifying?
I don't know.
Justice. First of all, a real spy would never tell you they work for the agency.
Because you're not a spy. You just are a janitor. You're allowed to say it.
Well, I don't want to say it.
Come on. don't you want clearance? I'd feel so cool to be
what
on.
What clearance? To the toilet?
Clearance.
Clearance to the toilet paper.
No, I think you're saying clearance.
I'm not saying clearance.
Clearance. Victor.
Roger.
Victor. Yeah, I don't know. I think we just oftentimes forget that, or at least I do. And same thing with like the FBI, CIA, any of those. I assume they're all in there just being all mysterious. And I'm like, no, there's got to be a receptionist. It's like, welcome in.
A couple of things. Maybe I want to say I work at the White House.
Oh.
Or maybe I want to say I work for NASA.
Oh, that's cool. And what is it that you do there? You can be honest with me.
I'm a janitor, but people assume I'm a rocket scientist.
They do. When they look at you, they think, that guy.
I could do that.
He's doing all the math.
So a funny moment that happened on the show. Can I tell this inside baseball stuff?
I guess. I don't know what it is. I'm nervous.
Yesterday we were taping a show.
Oh, sure.
And we were doing a story about Costco has extended their hours.
For gas. For the gas part.
And, you know, the girls found video of people filling the pumps at Costco, and they have employees doing it wherever this video was, and you have to wear the caution vest.
Yeah, there's certain states that don't let you pump your own gas.
And Haley's reading the story, and I'm watching the video, and I look up, and I see what I thought was a child at first, but apparently it was a little person who was filling an SUV up, and he had to reach, like, way above his head to put in the nozzle into the fuel
tank.
See,
I didn't see any of that.
I know, I did. And I see that, and I cock my head, and Bridget sees me.
From the control room.
See that, gets in my ear. She can talk directly to me and Haley if she chooses, and says, don't do it.
Because she can tell you're about to make some sort of offensive joke.
I didn't know what I was going to say, but I thought that was odd. What did I just
say? It is weird to envision even anyone, a child, a little person, as you said,
who's
or just a
short person. Below the fuel tank.
I've never had to.
Right.
Yeah. Anything below the fuel tank is shocking.
So what I chose to say as you were wrapping up, I said, that was the largest SUV I've ever seen.
I'm clueless. So I say like, well, is it a Toyota Sequoia?
And then Bridget goes on the air because she can do that as well. And she just says, Lee, stop it. Because Bridget is her job, and she's doing her job. Her job is to make sure I don't get canceled again.
Yeah. It's funny that you can't regulate yourself.
No, I cannot because I serve funny. Funny's the priority.
Yeah.
But if I misjudge, I mean, listen, Bridget and I have had this conversation. If it's so funny that it may get us canceled, I'm doing it.
I've never heard that conversation before.
I said, Bridget, what I don't want to do is risk or ruin us over a mediocre joke.
Can you imagine
and I'll never do that. But if it is really good, we're going.
Yeah, and by we, you mean you, and then we'll all lose our jobs because of you.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm the quarterback here, and if I want to go throw a Hail Mary, we're going.
And what am I?
Well, you're the backup quarterback. You're an important person.
I think you really think that.
Okay.
Do you really think that?
No, I think you're the star running back. What do you want to be, left guard?
I think we're equal.
Can I say tight end? Is that offensive?
No. Thank you. I've been doing lots of glute work. No. No, I think you think you're number one here. I think you think that.
It doesn't matter what
I think you and I are equals here. We're the, we're doing the show together. I think we're equal hosts. I know, and it's okay. I know that deep down you don't think that. Mm. You think that the show's yours.
Do you want to do a joke that would cost us everything? But again, I don't know what that joke would be. It'd have to be the holy grail of jokes for me to go, I know the world is going to hate me, but here we go. I don't know what that would be.
I don't either. So,
but I do reserve that right.
Screw all of us.
Do you want to do
that? That's selfish. No, I would never put my staff that I have hired that have put their faith and trust in you and I as owners of this company and also the hosts of the show. I would never put their jobs
in danger. What's our mantra?
We don't have a mantra.
Yes, we do.
What is it?
Funny.
That's not our mantra.
Funny first. Funny's always first. You know that's the mantra. We tell the kids all that. Because
yours,
if we edit a piece.
I can be funny and not be offensive. And so can you.
I find you offensive all the time.
What are you talking about?
You're always. always offensive.
I'm just a second-string quarterback. I'm hoping to get some playing time this season.
You play more than anybody. What are you talking about?
I play the same as you.
Okay, so you don't see
it. I see it. We're on a pickleball team together. It's just you and I. You better stay out of the kitchen.
You don't see a Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen scenario.
I'm Michael Jordan.
You're Michael Jordan.
See, you hate that.
I don't hate it. You can't. No, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
You do hate it.
No, you're Michael Jordan.
Because Scottie Pippen never got paid appropriately. That's why you hate it. Because you think you deserve more. And you do. We deserve to be paid the same.
Mm. Well, we deserve to be paid.
Period. Yes. Yeah, I'd love that.
Let's get that going.
But no, I think, like, why can't you just see us on the same plane?
I see you as...
You said quarterback and you're a so-and-so.
I have always...
Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. No hate to Scottie Pippen. He's great, but I mean,
treated you as a partner. And as a matter of fact, I often sacrifice whatever is coming our way to make sure you're taken care of.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Well, you do.
I don't.
You do. I don't. Well, I'll explain it to you after the break.
Can it be less yelly?
No.
I'm just saying, I think you let it slip when you said, I'm the quarterback here. I don't think you realized what you were saying. What are you doing? Did you pull a tick off your ear?
Oh, look at that.
Ew!
Paper cut. That has been bothering me.
Ew, I hate paper. You look like you're going to stop in the name of love. Heisman! Yeah, well, how did you cut it?
I don't know.
Or is it just split? Or is your skin dry?
It is in the... It's on my...
It's in that crease.
Middle finger, left hand. It's in the crease, ooh, right in the middle of your finger. So anything you grab or touch, it's hello!
Put a Band-Aid on it.
I need to.
We have some in there. I think we have some Star Wars
Band-Aids. Oh, now I'm a happy boy.
I have some like regular ones in there, and then I think someone gifted us Star Wars ones. Maybe your friend... Our friend Kim? Did she give you those?
No, Cassandra.
Cassandra, our publicist wife.
The principal of LCA.
She likes us.
Yes.
Okay, well, excuse me.
Anyway, that was my funny story that I wanted to share with what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, sure.
If you saw that episode.
Yeah. Bridget never tells me to stop saying anything.
Right. Because you're not out there pushing it, taking the risk.
Oh, I didn't take the risk.
That gets us to... Yeah. Now, see, that's what aggravates me.
What?
And not you, but when people, when we talk about what you're talking about, people who want to defend me a lot of times are doing it way out of ignorance. They have no idea what they're defending or what they're saying, because they think, well, you should be able to tell a joke. I wasn't telling a joke.
Yeah, no, you weren't.
That had nothing to do with anything. I was completely ignorant as to what that guy did.
Yeah.
I wasn't telling a joke. I would have been happy to be fired over a joke.
Yeah.
It's my creativity. It's my thought. And you want to fire me for that? Good. Don't fire me for something I didn't do.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just a misunderstanding. That was not a joke.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, this thing in the men's room.
It's not a joke. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. We've got one question to respond to today. Our sweet Kelly sent this
in
our text group. She said, question time, favorite spring break story? I'm sorry, this is not necessarily a favorite, but this is the absolute first thing that springs to mind. Hmm. In high school, we went to Destin for spring break. And I'm sorry, this was the first time I'd ever seen this, and I found it fascinating. And I've never had to do this in my life and probably never will.
A grown man's derriere.
Oh, it was unbelievable. No, a girl that from our school that went with us, she had really big boobs.
Wow.
And I don't. I've always had, I'm small-chested, always have been.
Small-chested?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, but nothing. Anyway.
Okay, I mean, like, I'm on the smaller side. Like, I don't have big boobs. You know, like, women, you're like, wow, she's
You're
got
not Dolly Parton.
Now you're hurting me. No, anyway, so this is the first
time. What I mean by that is no talent.
Exactly right.
No.
No. This is the first time I'd ever seen on the beach a girl, like, if you know, you're laying on your towel, you're laying on your back sunning. Great. Well, then she would turn over on her stomach. She had to pull her towel over, dig two holes in the sand, and then put the towel back over it.
So she could lay flat
on her stomach so her boobs would go down in the sand. And I remember being like, amazed and also incredibly jealous that I didn't have to do that. I'm sorry. I don't know where that meant. Literally, when I read spring break, that's what I thought of.
I have
and
to
do. And then we ate a whole box of Dove, multiple boxes of Dove ice cream bars over the course of the week that her dad kept being like, who keeps eating all the ice cream bars? And we were all like, you don't know.
I have to do something similar in the sand. But I'm laying on my back.
Is it that tail that you never had taken care of? Yeah. It's your cheeks. Yeah. I have to dig two holes so I can lay flat.
My juicy cheeks.
These cheeks. Yeah. Anyway, what's a spring break memory you have?
Went to Disney World with my senior class.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you went all the way back then. Well, you mean senior from the senior center?
No, a senior class. No, I'd been before. I'd been twice before.
I think. You had?
Once with an entire family. And then
your entire family or just another family? I hid in a suitcase I found at Walmart and then took me on a trip.
The second time, Dad took us. We went on a trip to see Uncle John.
This was after the marriage
breakdown.
Debbie,
when they lived in Florida.
When they lived?
When they lived. No, they were living in Florida.
Fun.
Bradenton, Florida is where.
Bradenton?
Yeah, where John and Debbie lived. And then we drove over to Disney World.
I have an ex-friend who lives there.
You haven't? Oh. Anyway, so this would have been my third trip. And we took a bus all the way down there, and I entertained people by singing.
You really shine on a bus. A lot of your stories from childhood are over. You're like, I was on a bus. People were yucking it up.
Because people were trying to sleep, and I'm desperate for attention. I think I'm singing Bruce Willis songs or something. I don't know.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah, Bruce Willis had an album.
He did?
He did. It was actually pretty good.
What was it called?
Bruno something.
I've never
Bruno.
Heard this. That's amazing. I've never
respect
heard this.
Respect yourself. Respect yourself.
And I do. Okay.
He played harmonica.
Oh, my gosh.
And he sang, yeah.
I did not know that at all. That's amazing.
Yeah. But we got down there. And
so you were entertaining the bus, and it wasn't just people you knew. It was other people.
Well, you kind of knew. We were a small class. Our senior class only had like 45
Oh, I thought
people.
You were still talking about the previous family trip. No, you're on the bus with students.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I was confused on my trip. So you're really...
I was back there, you know, hanging up. And then we went to some water park. I don't think it was Disney. You know, I remember.
I don't know what that means.
Leopard print bikinis. I remember, you know, because these were girls I'd not seen.
Not seen in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
And suddenly...
And suddenly, life has new meaning to me.
Jessica from music class, who would have known? She always wears hoodies.
Yeah. Some of those girls, though, I saw not that long ago, and they're grandmothers now.
Yeah. That is interesting.
I'm still working on my first.
Still working on your first grandchild?
Child.
Child.
Period.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think if anyone, you know what freaks me out is some girls and guys, but mainly girls I went to high school with have children in high school now. Or like a classmate that she had a baby like almost right after we graduated high school, because I'm 36. So 18 is when I graduated high school. So she has an 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day she was like, oh, loving her senior pics. And I was like,
yeah.
Freaking. It's crazy. So like to your point, their grandmothers now, it's like, no, that's impossible. It's like, no, it's possible and quite, you know.
Well, Nikita's kids are driving, and I knew Nikita when she was waddling around.
And then she got pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, when she was pregnant with the twins.
Yeah.
Because Nikita is so drop-dead gorgeous. Was she like the cutest pregnant person?
Well, yeah, she was adorable.
Adorable. Yeah, but yet waddling.
I'm teasing Nikita, but no, yeah, she was one of, there was a couple of girls that we worked with that you didn't even know they were pregnant from behind.
Yeah.
You'd see them
and then they turned and you're like.
Well, I'll tell you the other one, Flum.
Kristen Flum.
Kristen Flum.
Oh, I guarantee
did
you.
Not look pregnant in her last trimester, like the day before she gave birth.
Yeah.
From behind, she looked just like Kristen Flum.
Exactly the same.
Yes.
It is so they call those basketball bellies, where it literally looks like they just swallowed a basketball and that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else changed.
And then there's been other girls that, you know, didn't do as well.
Mm. I'd be interested to know how you'd do.
Oh, I'd eat for five.
My God, he's having quince.
Yeah.
spring break. A thing that I think we should keep into adulthood. Our jobs should let us off for spring break.
We can do that.
Well, I mean, we can, but it should be universal.
Oh.
We should all have the day off for St. Patrick's Day.
You're one of those.
And we should have.
You want the government to force people to do stuff.
I don't want the government to force anybody to do anything.
Mm. Good.
But go ahead and make this about something else. I'm going to pour vinegar in your finger.
Easy now. What? Don't cross that line.
You know I love that stuff. You know I love you sour. Know I love I sour love, play.
You know how I love the burning on my finger.
I have no idea what that could mean, but it's your life, your business. Yeah. All right, everybody, that's going to do it this week. This is Lee and Haley Overtime. If you have a comment, question, query, thought, whatever, send it to ideas@leeandhaley.com. We'd love to respond to it. Hey, if you need advice on something, holler at us. We know a lot about a lot of things, except for Lazarus. Don't ask us any questions about that
guy. I can't believe I couldn't remember that.
I know. I was like, I know it's an iconic name. It's a story that I've heard a million times.
It's a good one.
It's a classic. Anyway, anything else?
No.
Check out the Lee and Haley Show. New episodes every weekday. Check your local listings. Our home market, though, is Lexington, Kentucky, Fox 56 at noon.
All right, then. That's it.
That's it, guys. We've got to go. We've got things to do. We've got brackets to fill out. We've got Bibles to read. We've got thoughts to have and things to say. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Goodbye.